80s, 90s, 2K, and today. The Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM. It's Brock in the Morning, broadcasting from the Patterson's Audio and Video Studio. If you've decided that you need to make an upgrade to your home theater system, Patterson's Audio and Video is a great place to do that. They're going to help you pick out the system that is perfect for you. They'll even get it installed. Learn more at Patterson's Audio and Video, where they're now offering in-house financing. Stop by in person across the street from the Birdie Skate Park or give them a call at 208-678-6997. It's Wednesday, and every Wednesday, of course, we get to chat with Cheryl Viola, Executive Director of the Jerome Chamber of Commerce. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Piece of trivia. Did you know that yesterday was National Superhero Day?
Had no idea.
So I put this post on the Chamber Facebook page where I say that we salute you. We salute everybody in the community that is doing their part and going above and beyond during these challenging times. So whether you're a frontline worker, whether you are stay at home working and trying to balance working and supervising kids doing schoolwork, whether you're one of the ones who've been laid off, we salute you. Everybody is a superhero in the Chamber's eyes right now. So keep up the great work and pat yourself on the back.
There are a lot of superheroes out there right now making sure this world continues to spin. And I think we're all pretty excited for stage one of the Idaho reopening to get underway, which is Friday. And I know that there isn't a whole lot that changes during stage one, but it's us progressing a little closer to the light at the end of the tunnel, so far as I see it.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because it isn't in my notes for the end, but let's talk about it now, where I want to direct everybody to go to the rebound.idaho.gov website, where Governor Brad Little outlines the phases and the steps and the stuff so that everybody is on the same page and understanding what that means and what that entails. So that, you know, we're not inundating everybody with a whole bunch of information all the time. You can go straight to the website, find out the information. And of course, it's all contingent on making sure that we don't have a spike in cases.
Right. And stage one, which gets underway on Friday, will last for 2 weeks. And there isn't a whole lot that changes other than churches are allowed to open up and start operating. I know daycares can get back up and start operating and outdoor youth activities and things like that. But really, we'll see the biggest change come about on stage two, which is supposed to kick off on May 16th. And that's where restaurant dining rooms are allowed to start opening back up and hair salons are allowed to start opening back up. And so another couple of weeks as those businesses who are allowed to open up on stage two start putting together a plan to reopen safely gives you a little bit of time to prepare for that. But before we know it, we'll be back in business here in the state of Idaho, and that's exciting for me.
It is very exciting. So, you know, once again, you know, go to the rebound.idaho.gov website for all the details on the reopening phases and the plan. And then once again, make sure that you guys give yourselves a pat on the back for all of your superhero things that you're doing right now.
This morning, Cheryl, of course, we always talk about your blog entry, which is available at visitjeromeidaho.com. This week is about trust in the workplace.
Yeah, what is life without trust?
Nothing.
It's nothing. You know, trust is so fundamental in the workplace that 99% of employees think that it is vital to have it so that they can function.
Well, yeah.
And I don't know, Brock, if you've ever been in a job where there has been a lack of trust, where you feel like you always have to look over your shoulder and protect your back, you know, from being stabbed in the back, it is not a pleasant environment.
No, and usually you end up with a disgruntled employee and then eventually an ex-employee, whether they quit or get fired or whatever happens. Without trust, you don't have a team.
Well, yeah, and I mean, trust starts on the very individual level. If you're not you want to make sure that you're viewed as a trustworthy individual before you even get to the workplace, you know, and trust at the root of it comes from accepting people for who they are, appreciating their uniqueness, and not expecting them to be somebody else.
Yeah, you can't expect to change a person. I mean, you cannot change those fundamentals of a person. That is what they are, and you need to learn to adapt with it. And hopefully some of those fundamental qualities come along with some trust.
You can't change a person, but you can sure, and this is where all the leadership stuff we talked about kind of rolls into it, is you can guide them to help them improve to be, you know, better at you know, whatever it is. And ultimately, isn't that what we're all here for? Is we're all striving to be better human beings, better individuals, and this constant growth in self-development as well as professional development, it just kind of all rolls together. Following on the heels of that is to avoid lying or shifting the blame.
Passing the buck, that drives me crazier than anything. When somebody won't own up to something that they've done wrong, everybody makes mistakes, but don't blame somebody else for it.
Yeah, or passing the buck and making it so that you're always in the good light, you know, and it's like, well, it wasn't my decision. I've had experiences with millennials and some other coworkers that have done that. That is like, as long as it is successful, they'll take praise and credit for everything. But the minute something fails, it's always, oh, I had nothing to do with that.
Yep, or it's somebody else's fault. Somebody else was in charge of it.
Yeah, and so when you're working in a team environment, which we are, when you're in the workplace, you're always a team. Whether you are working closely in a team on a specific project, or whether you were just coworkers, even if you're just coworkers in the general sense, you are still a team.
Well, and I think that ties right into the next thing on your list, and that is understanding how employees think.
Yeah, we've got to be able to understand because, you know, especially, I mean, there's that whole, you know, concept and, you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus and the fact that men and women think differently. Well, everybody, you know, thinks a little differently. What may be very obvious and common sense to you, Brock, may not necessarily be the same obvious to the next person. So trying to keep that in mind and saying, okay, well, this may seem like common sense to me, but maybe this person really has no clue.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, for sure.
You know, and so we have to be very cognizant of that and understanding that not everybody's going to think the same way and do it the same way. And we need to have that level of compassion and empathy towards each other. And then, of course, the last thing that they have is understand how your individual behavior impacts the team. Whether you're a leader, a team, a manager, or just the worker, our individual behaviors, think about it, Brock. When you go into the office and you're in a bad mood, how does it affect everybody else in the office?
Everybody finds that bad mood.
Yes, they just kind of roll off of you like waves, and it does with everybody. That if somebody's upset or sad, I mean, people, it's very palpable. People can feel it. So we need to be aware of how our behavior affects the whole team. Trust is reciprocal. It is not just one way. It has to come from both directions.
Mm-hmm.
So leaders need to be able to trust their people that they will make good decisions. And coworkers need to know that leaders will be there to have their backs if something goes wrong. And it all starts with proper training and having open communication. So when company cultures are built upon appreciation of the people, extraordinary things will happen.
Yeah.
Stephen R. Covey had said it best when he said, trust is the glue of life. It's the most important, essential ingredient in effective communication. It's the foundational principle that holds all relationships.
That is 100% the God's honest truth.
Isn't it? So, yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, there's always something that we can kind of do a self-reflection and look on and going, what can I do to improve myself today? Because by improving our individual selves, it will improve our work, our personal relationships, our work relationships. You know, so if you catch yourself, you know, saying that, well, I mean, as parents, we do this a lot. We'll say the little white lies to the kids.
Yeah, well, you'd have to, yeah.
Right? You know, but it's like, okay, so if I'm talking about trusting and being and telling the truth and stuff, what can I improve on in what I just heard right now in my own personal life, which will reciprocate into my professional life?
You have a lot of this stuff available on the blog, and I certainly encourage everybody to check that out as I do each and every week. Go to www.visitjeromeidaho.com. That's visitjeromeidaho.com for a more in-detailed look on trust in the workplace. We're going to take a break. We're going to play a couple of songs. We've got news and weather coming up at the top of the hour. And then next hour, about 8:15, we're going to chat with Cheryl about our industry of the week. Stay tuned for that. It's here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.